we're finally getting back to the laws of kashrut, and a person should take care not to leave open things where they could drip on other things. So if we have meat pots on the lower shelves, and we have open bags of milk on the upper shelves, not so good. You should get a clip or something that closes the milk bag. Let's say a person has butter. So butter, once it starts melting, if you leave it out, it gets greasy. You'll leave the greasy butter on a shelf, and then afterwards you'll put some meat on that shelf. You've just done meat and milk together, so you didn't cook it, but you can't really eat it. You have to clean off that butter. So a person has to try and take care not to leave things open in a way that they're going to touch. Chazal cautioned us from putting two foods on the same table. You're eating meat, you shouldn't have milk products on the table. You're eating milk, you shouldn't have meat products on the table. So the same thing would go also for our fridge, where if we're putting foods in an open manner, we have to take care that the foods shouldn't mix. The meat shouldn't touch the milk shouldn't touch the meat. We're talking about if you have like a block of meat that you take out of the freezer, you have sometimes ground meat. They sell it in those cellophane packages. You open the package, you see it's frozen, you put it in the fridge to defrost overnight. You might have in that fridge, let's say, butter or grease from the butter or other things. Where you have open foods, you run into problems. So we just have to take care to separate things. Ordinarily, we don't really separate our fridge into milk side and meat side. But when we have open food items or when we have grease in there, we have to take more care.
When I was in Chabad, they said, oh, we should have two fridges.
No one does that.
We won't get to the Mishnah today, and tomorrow I don't think I'll be here, but maybe Rav Bas will take over and do that. Okay.
Bezrat Hashem, yeah. Okay, now let's say you're buying a mixer. So you have to think what you're going to use the mixer for, the different parts of the mixer, because different parts, as we're going to see, have different halachot. So if sometimes people buy multiple parts for meat and milk, if you want to use the same mixer and the same parts for all types of food, so you need the following instructions. First of all, the body of the mixer, the motor, so that doesn't come in contact with food, and whatever food particles get caught in there aren't coming out. So that's not a problem. You just have to ensure that it's clean, meaning you can't have little pieces that'll come flying out of there if it's pieces of meat or pieces of milk. It's good to, so whatever you can, you got to keep it clean. Let's say a blender. You're going to use it to cut up, to dice up fruits and vegetables or other food. So you can't use it for meat, milk, and parv, because that's really like a knife. Just like we have a separate knife for meat and milk, so do the blender. If you're going to use it to make milkshakes, that's fine, but then you can't use it to make ground meat. If you're going to use it to make ground meat, then you can't use the same thing for milk. But many blenders you could get with interchangeable with the blade and the thing. So that's okay. Now, a lot of people make their blender for parv alone. Fruits, vegetables, whatever it is. And that's how many people do. And then they add the milk and stuff like that after they've taken it out of the blender. Same thing you could do with meat, and that's what a lot of people do. That's what most people do. They don't have a meat and milk blender, they have a parv blender, and they just don't use it for meat. Okay, so we'll pick up here, Bezachem, next time.